One of the few places in the budget where we saw increased spending this time out was in education. Almost $7 million in new money to implement the task force report on education. That includes $3 million for hiring new reading specialists, learning resource teachers, and instructional assistants for K-12. Almost $2 million to support professional learning for teachers and more. Dean Ingram is the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. He's on the line now. Mr. Ingram, what do you make of those line items in the budget?
Well, certainly we recognized for a while, and we know that the province was and is in a difficult financial position. And certainly goes without saying that an additional $6.9 million in new funding is certainly very welcome news. I can't say enough that when there's an investment in our kids, monies, I believe, are certainly very well spent, and not just for education, but really for the entire province long term.
This money for professional says here, $1.9 million to support professional learning for teachers. What does that mean? Do you know what that money's directed at?
Well, I think right now, as referenced in the budget documents, I believe, I haven't actually had time to read through the full budgetary speech. There's certainly a reference to a revised student support service delivery model, revision of the policy. Enhancing professional learning for teachers is certainly always a good thing. Better position them with the new model, the new intricacies of that. So I think that would certainly be a positive. A teacher is going to be expected to implement a new model. It's certainly critically important that there be time to actually bring them up to speed on exactly what that model would entail.
In my role as the devil's advocate, I know that there are people out there who are saying, geez, that just sounds like more PD days to me. It's got to be more than that.
Well, there's certainly time for that, but again, as PD days, I wouldn't see that as being a bad thing. Certainly, there are obligations for any workforce, teachers include, to receive sufficient and adequate training, adequate professional development. That's certainly a core and integral part. If you're going to have professional educators, they have to be given professional development.
Do you think that the $3 million for reading specialists and learning resource teachers, instructional assistants for K-12, do you think that's going to be enough?
Well, I think it's a good first step. I certainly acknowledge that. I think we're certainly very pleased to see an acknowledgement that the current inclusive education model hasn't been working. We've been making this point for a number of years, and we continue to hear from parents, from teachers, from students that there, a number of them are not getting the service that they need and looking forward to seeing a new model, a new policy. And certainly I believe it's a good first step. I believe the integration of the learning resource teachers, I believe the integration of reading specialists and the teaching and learning assistants, will certainly provide much needed supports for our students and our teachers in those pilot schools. The implementation of these new personnel will certainly be in those new pilot schools, and we're looking forward to seeing it roll out pan-provincially over the next couple of years.
All right, Mr. Ingram, we'll leave it there. I want to thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
That's Dean Ingram, president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association.